greatest men's club in the world. It's not a country club, it's a grilling club. The most exclusive club for men in the country, where every Saturday we're going to talk about taking an animal, throwing it on some scorching fire, and turning it into the most tantalizing, tasty morsels of goodness on this earth. As a matter of fact, it's kind of caveman. But we don't drag our women into the caves by the hair. We're going to teach you how to make that food so good you can lure women into your cave and keep her hair looking good. We don't use clubs. We use Smith & Wesson, Bowtech, and Abu Garcia. When you want to find the center of the grilling universe, you look at a map of North America and just look for that big grilling mitt. That's where we're at. It's the Grilling Guys. Peace, love, and barbecue.
Welcome. You are listening to Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. It's the day for your sweetie. We're talking a little bit of Valentine's grilling. Guys, you're going to have to ramp up the game a little bit if you want to keep Mama happy in this Valentine's Day. And guess what? Barbecue Bob and I are just the guys to help you do it. I am Jop, and he's Barbecue Bob. What you cooking for your Valentine, baby?
That's right. We're coming to your rescue right now because I know all you guys are out there going, man, I still don't know what I'm going to do. I ain't done nothing, and I'm stuck. Okay, you still have time.
Yes, you do.
Unless you're listening to the recorded version on Sunday night, in which case, I'm sure you figured something out. it's going to be just a great time on the grill again. It always is, but the weather's helping us out a little bit. So it, you know, early spring, I'm sure we're getting an early spring. I'm already getting ready to get the suntan oil out.
Yep, they got Phil saw his shadow a couple weeks ago, so that's supposed to indicate an early spring. I don't know if they put him back in the hole for a year or they grill him. I'm not sure, but when he saw his shadow,
grill a groundhog.
Oh, you could,
you,
man.
Smoke him.
Oh, smoke him. That's it. Yeah. So tip number one for Valentine's, right?
So
there.
How did your anything big this week? Did you do any grilling? Anything, you know, killer on the grill? Have a great beer, great margarita, anything?
All of that.
Yeah.
The gal I'm dating now is very, very fond of shrimp. So
she's not very tall. That figures.
That's true. You know what? I didn't make that correlation, but you're probably right.
I beat him on one. Right. How about that, Brian?
But anyway, I did shrimp three different ways on the grill. I did it a little bit spicy, and then I did a sweet one, and then I just actually boiled some. So I did two on the grill and one boiled so that we could have a shrimp cocktail. But I did shrimp three ways, was my Valentine's dinner,
nice,
if you will, for her.
Nothing wrong with shrimp.
No.
I can eat that till cows come home.
And actually, I put a cast iron skillet on the grill, got it really hot, and melted a little bit of butter in there, and clarified butter, so it didn't foam up. And then I just rolled those shrimp around in there with a little bit of Cajun seasoning. And that was the spicy one, but that buttery Cajun.
Beautiful.
And I didn't have too much butter on it, so that it kind of got a little crust on the outside of the shrimp. And
about butter and mussels, or shellfish,
right?
They're so good together.
Yeah,
I had crab legs just a few days ago, and while I was in Canada, and it was the same deal. It was just like I know the butter's like not the best thing for me, but
last week you were talking about that plank that you found there when you're doing the planks and you found your core.
Yeah.
Is that all buttered and
lobster? No, you know, I was in Canada all week. I think they only brought me up there to cook, honestly, because that's all I did. We go out to the ranch.
I understand what you're good at.
We have a ranch, and it's 120 acres. Arctic Spas owns this old horse farm, and it's this beautiful Frank Lloyd Wright building out there, 6,000 square foot house. It's got three family rooms, like eight bedrooms, and we train people out there. There's a swim spa, another big hot tub, grills all over the back deck, smokers. Be a great place to throw a party, I'll tell you that. And that's kind of what we did. We train till 5 o'clock and then basically just have fun until you go to sleep. But I was using these little Smoky Hollow stand-up electric smokers.
Okay.
Because we have a container load from China full of them yet.
Right.
And they don't work too bad. I mean, for the money, for $200, they do a nice job. So I did, one night I did sausage, I did brisket, I did jerky, I did butts.
Do these things have a little rheostat on
them? Oh, yeah. You set the temperature and let it smoke.
Right.
They're beautiful.
and you let it go. And depending on what you're cooking, you cook to your different temperature. But there's the first Valentine's tip, guys, that I would put out there is generally, I'll speak in general terms, but the ladies don't like heavily smoked food.
No, most don't.
And you want to put just a little bit of smoke on your food. If you like it smokier, save it for a different day. But a little bit, and don't use the big mesquite or maybe even hickory. If you stay with the fruit woods, the cherries, the apples, then those are going to put a lighter smoke.
Or even if you do like the mesquite flavor, just don't pound on it.
Right.
Give it a nice hint of that flavor instead of, you know, a coating of darkness. Because
right.
That's indigestion coming.
I mean, everybody knows what a smoke ring is if you've listened to the show, but you don't necessarily need that on a piece of meat. And your fowl, whether it be chicken or turkey, that's going to take that smoke a little heavier than quicker than,
yeah.
than say, a piece of beef will.
Yep. The lighter meats are going to cling to that smoke real heavy, so you got to... Heck, you know, if you're using like a regular charcoal smoker, I don't even throw flavor wood on anymore when I'm using those things.
Yep.
Just use some nice wicked good charcoal or some Parker's or whatever good charcoal you can get a hold of, and it's got plenty of smoke in it.
Right, the lump stuff especially.
It's a bit of a misnomer, or it's misleading, you know, it's that you have to throw flavor wood on all the time, and a lot of people do oversmoke. They're trying to get the big smoke ring. Not so important. Flavor's everything.
Flavor is everything. I mean, that's why else are we doing it? I mean, we're not in a competition. We're feeding our lady for Valentine's Day, guys, or maybe the ladies are out there and they're going to, you know, create a little Valentine treat for their man and step away from the grill, sir. I'm taking over. That'd be kind of a cool thing. I don't think I've had her given her the opportunity to do that yet.
Well, when I was in Canada, my wife was bragging that she made shish kebabs without me. But what she didn't tell me is that she couldn't get the grill lit, so she had to make them in the broiler. It's like,
well, there's a guy. There's a way to keep your wife off
your
equipment.
When we
just don't tell her how to fire up the grill.
When we took that smaller stainless of mine up to Tip Up Town, we brought it back on the deck.
Right.
Well, the tank's still in the garage.
Oh, well, that might be why it wouldn't light. Oh, I'm sorry, but that's a good one
right there. There's some funny stuff.
That's a lady whose man has grilled for her forever because that would be, there's nothing coming out of this thing. Why can't I get it to light?
Fine. So coming up in the next segment, Jop, I got to tell you, I ran into this lady that's got this cool project going on. And Colonel Denny Gillum, who's helped us with GI Barbecue, a friend of ours that we know, sent me an email inviting me to this self-defense class, and it just looks so cool because of all the people that he's bringing in. And the lady that's organizing that is Jennifer Franzen, and she's going to join us in the next segment. And the reason I wanted to bring her in is because I just thought, you know, what's one of the best things you could give your lady? How about if, like, I travel, how about if you could give her the ability to protect herself when you're gone, or to help her enhance her ways of protecting? You know, we buy them maybe some little 380 ladies keepers or this and that, but what if they don't have a pistol or a baseball bat? What if they're just walking down the street and they're having trouble? So we're going to talk all about a way you can give your girl the best, one of the best gifts you could possibly give her, and that's confidence.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, there's a lot of different, you hear crazy stuff that goes on, man. It, you know, they get some guy that jerk you out of your car at a stoplight, or you know, you hear the thump in the night when you're out on the road and you're there, she's there by herself, and the dog barks.
Yep.
You know, and it's like,
how do you react?
Yeah, how do you react to that?
And
if
maybe
you can
you'll
react with confidence.
Yeah.
That's a big difference.
And maybe you should go to the class with her so that you're both on the same page, because it's really for everybody. So I know this isn't really a grilling item, but it's, in my opinion, like one of the best gifts you could give somebody.
Well, exactly. And we're not all about grilling. We're all about what guys do, man. And this is something that a guy should do for
very important.
Lady.
Yep.
Exactly.
Uh-huh.
So you're listening to Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. Coming up next, you're going to want to listen into the Jennifer as she breaks this down on one of the coolest things you could do for your lady. Stick with us. We'll be back.